We continue here in Shmiras Havashim, Shaar Tevun LePerichet, in Shin 174, discussing some of the most important aspects of Emuna in Yiddishkeit. Opershu HaMefarshim Dikachoshev Kant Gimel Madregas. We have been discussing that if a person is insulted and he has to accept it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is not the individual who is insulting, but rather these are words from Hashem. Yes, that person, he'll be dealt with by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we should not be noikim v'noiter, bear a grudge and take revenge. As we had mentioned, the Pasuk says, but there are words before and there are words after in that Pasuk. And the Pasuk says, Laisikim v'laisitar is b'nei amecha v'ahavtarecha kamaicha ani Hashem. Laisikim v'laisitar. First, the Pasuk is telling us, don't take revenge, don't bear a grudge. The Pasuk ends, ani Hashem. And in the middle, sandwiched in between, we have the words, v'ahavtarecha kamaicha. And we had discussed that the message over here of the Torah HaKadosha, that this Pasuk begins with not taking revenge and bearing a grudge, and Ani Hashem at the end, I am Hashem, sandwiched in between are the words, love your friend like you love yourself, is because Ani Hashem, I sent this message that you have to hear. And the Chafetz Chaim told us, it's the person's averus that brought it upon themselves. And if you don't want to focus on that, because it might be too hard to focus on, what did I do that's so wrong? Okay, let's not focus on that. Focus on Ani Hashem. Hashem sent these words. Now continues the Chafetz Chaim. After he had mentioned that if a person is able to accept this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he reaches the highest madrigas, as we find by David HaMelech, who said, leave Shimi ben Gera alone. Hashem amar lo kalel. Hashem told him to curse me. And if a person trains himself to reach, to work on, and a lifetime's battle, this is life that we have to focus on. This is what life's about. You go to a gym and you have 30 days membership. You go to some place, you have a year's membership. This is membership that we have to work on our spiritual muscles and our entire life. And we have three madrigas over here, three different levels to focus on. Aleph, the first level, she'enoi oylev l'chaveira kishechaveira mecharfoi. Person does not insult his friend back when he is humiliated, when he is horrifically embarrassed by his friend. That's the first level. That someone insults you, someone speaks to you in such a way that you're horrifically embarrassed and you don't respond. One does not insult his friend back when he is humiliated by this person. It's very possible that he will feel the need to say something and respond. This is the lowest level, that the person wants to say something. And it's, this lowest level is extremely high. Beis, the person holds himself back and he decides he's not going to respond at all. But it's still not the ultimate level. It's a tremendously high level. It's a higher level than the first level, where this person is maimir al atzmai shiloi lahoshiv. He holds himself back and he decides he does not want to respond. Why? Because he knows that if he responds to this person who has been mecharif megadif him, who is humiliating him, who is embarrassing him, this person is going to continue adding salt to the open wound and embarrassing him even more. Gimel, the highest level. Oisin mi'avo smechem b'yisun. The highest level is a person who's oisin mi'ava, who fulfills the silence out of love for Hashem. This is of the madrigas of the great tzaddikim. And b'shas ma'is, at the time when this is happening to the person is rejoicing inside. He's rejoicing inside. You say, how in the world can a person be excited, be happy? Mi'ava, simcha. when he is being insulted in front of people. And this is what we're talking about, is the highest level, the person acknowledges that everything that is being said to him is all from Hashem, and it's for his good. It's for his benefit. Person, Rachman Litzlon, let's say he hurts his hand, he hurts his arm, he hurts his foot, and he has to go to the orthopedist. He has to get his body part set into a cast. And they might have to move his arm, his leg, his hand. And it's an excruciating pain. But he knows that in 6 weeks' time, after he immobilizes it, he doesn't use it for a few weeks, it's going to get better and be able to use it properly. So too, this person understands that the insults that he is receiving are for his benefit. And that's what it means over here. Oysin mi avo, lo smechin bi yisurin. Perush, ma she'en meishiv hu mitzad avo l'ashem. This, that you're not responding to the person, is because of the avo to Hashem. Hashem said, don't do it. Hashem said, don't respond. U mekabel yisurin eilu v'simcha. And you mekabel yisurin, you accept it, v'simcha. Tremendously high level. And this is Madrega that David HaMelech was on. This is the Madrega that we should look up to. We have to know in life, I might not reach it right away, but we have to know what to strive for. These are the three different levels. We should be zoiche to climb one level at a time.